This episode is brought to you by Intuit, the technology platform that brings financial confidence with products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. You might have learned the recorder in school, but probably not how to navigate the financial world. Luckily, Intuit's on a mission to help with the free Intuit for Education program. It provides students with the lessons to learn essential skills, like how to build credit, file taxes, and budget. Check out their free resources at intuit.com/education.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Playing with Squirrels, a Boy Meets World fan cast. This week, we are going to be discussing Season 2, Episode 13, Cyrano, which aired on January 6, 1995. And back from last season, we have Noonan, who, after this episode, will tell us a little bit about what's up the sleeve of the old Danger Club, because it seems like you guys might have been recording a little bit.
Yep.
Recently.
Yeah, we're still in the studio.
All right, so I got a lot of notes written for this episode. I actually really, really enjoy this episode, even though I forgot how to pronounce Cyrano.
Until you watched the episode.
Until I watched it. And I was like, oh yeah, that Steve Martin movie. So Topanga's in this episode for like 30 seconds.
The first scene.
Yeah, and then she's gone. And she's basically just there to talk about how much she appreciates Cyrano, to build up the whole storyline of this episode, which is that Corey and Sean kind of become Cyrano, but not quite.
Little bit, yeah.
A little bit. And, I mean, that's the A plot of the episode. The B plot is that Alan buys Amy a trash compactor as their anniversary gift, and Feeny thinks it's a bad idea, and Feeny is proven right.
And that's like the only, I think Feeny's in two scenes for this whole episode.
Both tied to a garbage compactor. It's pre-giving it to her, and then he has another scene after he's given it to her, and that's it. Amy is appreciative of the gift, except for the fact that it's an anniversary gift, which totally makes sense. And then we're jumping from the parental spat right over to Harley having a fight with his girlfriend Gloria, who I'm pretty sure is only in this episode and never seen or heard of again before or after. But she's upset because Harley won't go to the front door when he picks her up,
because her dad was waving in the window.
Yeah,
but like it was her mom.
Which I love any episode that's got some heavy, like Harley, Frankie, and
Joey.
I'm always happy.
Yeah,
I love how ridiculous they are, because they're just ripped right out of the 50s and plopped into this show in the 90s.
It's very true.
He's so cartoonish.
Typical greaser.
Well, and that's the best line, the best joke in the episode, the thing that made me laugh way too hard. Is Corey and Sean come around, they're making jokes about greasy hair. Oh, it's greasier than Harley's hair. And Harley makes Corey touch his hair.
And then he
proves it's not
balls.
Greasy. Yeah. Yeah. And then he puts his hand on the locker and slips.
Oh, that must be an inner ear problem.
It made me laugh so fucking hard when that happened. Oh, shit. And Harley's about to beat the ever-living piss out of Sean and Corey. But Gloria takes a liking to them, and so instead he hands them over to Frankie to beat up.
As pinatas.
And this is where Frankie confesses that he's in love with someone, and he wants their help to woo her.
And then what's woo?
That becomes the ongoing joke throughout the episode. I do not want to die before I know what woo is.
Yeah. But I love that he looks at Frankie, he's like, woo? And then it's like a pause, and then he looks at that Corey. He's like, woo?
It's so fucking good. Like, this episode is so good. And then you have, like, Feeny just dropping beautiful dating advice when we jump back to what's going on with Alan and Amy, where he basically just points out, like, yo, man, like, the trash compactor took absolutely no thought.
Yeah.
Like, she mentioned that this is what she wanted, and you just got it. Like, you didn't have to think about, like, what you like about your wife. You just got her the thing that she asked for. Good advice. Feeny dropping some good life advice.
But he always drops good life advice. Just he's only in two scenes this time.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually it's a little bit more about growing up, but I love it. I love that scene because I pretty much just love anytime Feeny's in anything. So Frankie decides to hide Corey and Sean in his locker, and that's how they're going to be the Cyrano for him. And it's only until after they successfully kind of hook Frankie up with Gloria that they realize that it was Gloria that he was talking about the whole
time. Not even that. That was my favorite part, though, was Corey's like, I think I figured out who it was. And when they get out, they're like, oh! And then Frankie's at the top of the steps, and that was my favorite scene where he's like, woo!
And I right after that, Corey starts freaking out that Harley's going to realize that it was them, and Sean has the line, no, it's just circumcised evidence.
Yeah, I was going to say that was another part I liked, because Sean just plays so dumb this whole episode.
I mean, he plays dumb most of this season.
Yeah, that's true. It's still early.
But I do love the ongoing joke, and it's popped up a couple times in the season so far, but when he uses the wrong word, it always succeeds.
Yeah.
But Corey and Sean have absolutely no backbone and pretty much immediately blab all the information to Harley right away and take him to where Frankie and Gloria on the date.
But they only say, we've been in the locker the whole time. It's like, well, we could have been in the locker forever and we didn't see anything. And then he's like, the whole time. And then, you know, so I mean, in my opinion, that could have went both either way.
Oh, that's what I mean. I think that they could have played that out better. Yeah. They didn't have to give any information. They just kind of, they screwed themselves.
Yep. It's like, well, so, here, we'll take you to where they are.
Yeah, we'll just show you. But Corey's able to smooth things out so there's no bloodshed at the Chubbies when he compares Harley and Gloria's fighting to what he sees with his parents. And I actually love this scene where Harley shows up to the Matthews house so he can ask Amy for dating advice. And there's a bunch of great jokes as each family member shows up and sees him there.
Yeah. Eric comes in first and he's like, oh my God.
Throws his books.
And then Alan comes down. He's like, who's this? And then Corey's like, Harvey. Or Harley. He's called Harvey later.
Yeah.
And then Alan's like, oh, okay. That's his name.
it's a very well done, well timed piece there. And, Harley does the Cyrano thing. And that's what I think is the really special thing about this episode is the whole time Corey and Sean, to a certain extent, are being Cyrano. But as the after credits kind of points out without saying it directly, they didn't have to give up something that they cared about. Correct. To help somebody. But Harley's the one that decides, if Gloria wants Frankie, then I will step aside and maybe I'll have a chance later. Mm. And like that's where you get these little moments that show who Harley becomes if you ever watched Girl Meets World, where he's a much better human being, and it's because of the Matthews. It's always because of the Matthews. It takes him
forever to get there.
Yeah, it takes him a really long time. It takes Adam Scott showing up for a little bit. There's a whole bunch of stuff that happened.
I wish Adam Scott was in it longer. That would have been good.
Yeah, he's only in like 6 episodes, and he plays a different character in an episode earlier in this season. He's one of the guys who hands Corey and Sean the guitars. Forming the exits.
They form the exits, yeah.
So Alan gives Amy a pearl necklace and she forgives him for the trash compactor. And, there is a really great scene in the closing credits where Corey does really well on his test on Cyrano and he explains to Turner is Cyrano. And, it's a good, charming little scene where he says, all right, if you're Cyrano, what did you learn? Because don't get people that you love tires
or appliances or
trash compactors. Yeah. Or appliances.
Which is, you know, a normal thing to think.
Yeah, it's right up there with the Feeny advice. Just lots of great dating advice. It's just buried in this episode.
And you realize you probably never got Topanga tires or appliances for their anniversary.
Probably never, ever. He knew better. So all in all, really solid episode. I liked this episode a lot.
Yeah, it's got a lot of meaning to it, too. And it's very relatable.
It is. It's a well-written, like the first two seasons I've said before, they're hit or miss episodes, but yeah. I think that this is one of the better episodes of season two for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been on the show before already. So we've already gone over the, like, your history with Boy Meets World. So let's talk about Danger Club. I still to this day consider the debut Danger Club album one of the best things ever recorded by a local band. It's such a good album. It should be heard by everybody, not just people in this area. But you're working on a follow-up, finally.
Yeah, we're doing a 6-song EP. We were hoping to have it done, but, you know, it's not.
It is what it is. Where can do you guys have any estimation right now? Like, what are you guys waiting on? Just vocals or?
Well, we're finishing up guitars, hopefully Saturday, and then Nick's going to go in on Sunday and start vocals. So it's probably going to be like 3 more sessions of vocals, and then see what else we need to fix.
All right, so maybe I guess if you had to guesstimate, probably springtime it might be ready, or
it might be like February, hopefully March.
Ish. Oh, okay. So you're really gonna
I'm hoping. Nice. You know, that's best case situation, but then getting it pressed, we don't know what we want to do for pressing and all yet.
So like I guess are you planning to release it digitally right away and then press it later, or
I have no idea what everybody else wants to do yet. I know what I want to do.
Which is like February 1st.
It's, yeah, as soon as it's done, we send it out. Because, you know, CDs aren't that big anymore. So I'm thinking, like, just do download cards for this because it's an EP, maybe stuff like that. Focus on getting it to people easier.
I mean, just print, like, just press a CD for the old ass 30, almost 34 year old who wants CDs still.
So you?
Yeah. Yeah, me. And then, you know, do your digital thing.
I'll burn you a copy of it.
I appreciate that. Can you draw me art? Artwork.
Can I draw you art? A-R-T.
So where can people go to not only just listen to the band, but get follow-up information on when things are ready to drop?
We're hoping to post more on Facebook and our social media. So like, facebook.com/dangerclubpa, but our website dangerclubpa.com usually will have everything up on there too. I'm hoping we'll have like a short video once we're done in the studio, maybe get that up as a teaser, stuff like that, and possibly a music video if we can get that in the cards.
Nice. I've heard some of the new songs because I saw you guys play it live, and I love it. It's a continuation of what I thought the first album was, which was very like Thursday meets Boys Night Out, but it's got a lot more ambient stuff going
that's
on.
That's funny because Mark wants to start writing music more like Boys Night Out. He's like, you've heard of them, right? I was like, yeah. He's like, what if we wrote more stuff like that? I was like, that would be great.
Yeah. He was, I got to see Mark last weekend and he was like, yeah, I just discovered them like a month or two in Tom's car. He was playing me Trainwreck, and I was like, dude, Trainwreck is like one of the best records ever made.
I'm surprised like he's never heard them either.
Yeah, because he knows some like deep cut stuff, like, from that era. Yeah. To like just miss Boys Night Out entirely is weird to
and me. Now they're not a thing anymore.
Yeah, very upsetting. But I would love to hear you guys go more in that direction. I loved the new songs that I heard at the one show in a church that was very hot.
St. Paul's.
That's the one.
Yeah, that was the first show back at that venue.
Yeah, it was my only show that I've ever been to at St. Paul's.
That I used to play there with North Farewell forever ago. I think before we even met.
Yeah, because I only knew you from Kickback Tomorrow days.
Yeah, which was that was a while ago too.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 we've been friends for a while. That's a thing that I have to say about you and most pretty much everyone in Danger Club is like, I have booked a lot of bands and I don't usually maintain friendships with all of them, yeah. but like I've managed to stay friends with every member of your band, mm-hmm. which
is you're good people.
Wild. Well, you're, yeah, you guys are great people.
Well, like, no, I meant you're great people, not me.
I'm not the one that's hanging out with it. I usually push myself away from the bands.
Well, you can,
it's like you guys and Goldie and Committed. Like yeah. those were like the bands I became friends with.
I heard, Mark was saying he got the early release of Cassette's vinyl and said it was amazing.
Yeah, it's great. So, you know, Matt was on the show earlier promoting that was coming out. It's out, guys. Like, it's available to listen to, you should get ready to check out Wild Hearts.
Yeah, I think the release date physically is the end of the month at their show.
Yeah, so get ready for that. End of June. I said end of June. End of January, Boots and Saddle, the Cassette's release show. I think I'm going to go there. You might. So if you're listening to the show and you happen to live in Philly and you somehow don't know me, because I think only people who know me listen to the show anyway, you can meet me at the Boot and Saddle for that show. Go to the Cassette's
Facebook for sure.
page for Boots.
They're great people, too.
They are. But they're not. They could be better people. Danger Club could have been on that show.
That's true. That but they already booked it. We asked them.
All right. Well, go and check out Danger Club stuff at dangerclubpa.com.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
And keep an eye on their Facebook at facebook.com/dangerclubpa. And Noonan, thanks again for joining me. As always, we'll find something for you in season 3 for yeah. sure.
Next time, maybe I'll make my brother do it too. That way both of us can come on.
He's not in the country right now, right?
No, he is. He was just in Israel for 10 days. He came back on New Year's Eve.
Ah, okay.
And then he was in South Korea before that. So
I was going to say, he wasn't in America when I saw Mark and Rachel and them. So I assumed that he was still gone.
Yeah.
But okay, yes, I would love to get the Noonins on an episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Season 3.
He would love to do it, I can tell you that. He's almost as big of a fan as I am.
We'll find a real good, like, Corey and Eric episode, like a brotherly episode, and throw you
and
guys
make
on
it
that.
Relate.
Yeah, exactly. All right, thanks, dude.
Yeah, not a problem. Thanks for having me.